Morning, Drift Run Church.
Morning.
Morning to you. God bless all of you. Good to be out here on Mother's Day 2022. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to be over, you can turn there, but I'm going to be over in the Songs of Solomon or the Songs of Songs, whatever it is in your Bible. I'm going to be on the second chapter, verse 1, so you can turn there here in just a minute. If I was to ask you mothers in this sanctuary, I want to ask you a question this morning. At what point did you become a mom? I can't speak for all the mothers in here this morning, but for Tink and myself, it was the moment we found out she was pregnant. That's whenever she became a mom. Motherhood, parenthood only become more real as the months went on. I'm going to be with you this morning. I've got a bunch of thoughts that I've wrote down this morning. I'm going to do some things here in a little bit, but I want you just to bear with me and pray. Our love grew for our children, and I know it did for yours as well. From the moment that they were conceived still to this point, our love is strong for our children. And I can say probably anybody else in here will say the same thing. For those who maybe have been adopted, maybe some of those are foster children, your love is just as strong the moment that you've seen that child. Am I right? It is. I know Mary and I know Dalton and a few of them in here. I know that. You know, your love is just as strong. At that moment, your life changed forever. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Mothers know that. Parents know that. The love you felt for that child has only gotten stronger. Folks, the Bible even goes beyond that. We know that. Over in Jeremiah, whenever he told Jeremiah this, Jeremiah 1:5, and you've heard this, 1:5, it says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, to Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I formed thee in the belly. I knew thee before thou camest forth out of the womb. I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Now, he was talking to Jeremiah, but can I tell you this morning that applies to those that have children in the womb this morning? He knew you. Don't let nobody tell you any different. So mothers, you are not a birthing person. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You are a mother. You're not a birthing person. I can just see Hallmark writing those cards out and people taking them to their mothers. Happy birthing person's day. No, it's not. It's happy Mother's Day. God bless all of you. Wait till you start seeing that, like I said, on a Hallmark card. And your sons and daughters bring that to you with flowers. I mean, I'm just here to tell you that stuff's coming down the pike. Your mothers are much more than that. You're more than just the simple kind of phrases that they try to lay out there, right? You're more than that. As William Ross once said it in a poem, and I've said this here before, the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Mothers have a lot of influence. They absolutely do over their children. Dads have their part, but those mothers should be with them. They're with them all the time. If it wasn't for a motherly influence, there would be a lot of people that wouldn't be in church today. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
I know Greg knows what I'm talking about. Proverbs 31 says this, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far more than rubies." And that means it's far more than diamonds. And it is. A good woman, a good mother, is worth more than anything that you could put out there. And I can say that without any hesitation. I thank God for the mother of my children. She has faced difficult times in her life. I know she has. But she has done her best to raise our children to serve the Lord. I look around this church and I see the same thing. Do your best to raise your children in love and admiration of the Lord. Do it. I don't care what it takes. Moms, make sure that you do that above everything else. I love my mother. She instilled in something in my two brothers and my daughter. She instilled in us the thing that, you know what, you need to get out and the value of hard work. I've seen my mother use a cutting saw. I've seen her do that. I've seen her outside doing that when my stepfather was at work. He worked afternoons a lot. And she would be out there and she'd be taking care of the farm until we got old enough to really get into it. I've seen her do that. But I thank God for my mother. I thank God for my daughter this morning, who also does her best with her two sons to try to do things that, you know, to try to show them what is needed in their life. I thank God for the mothers that are in this church this morning, and I praise God for each and every one of you. I know they've already given you a hand clap, but I'm going to give you another one. A gentleman that I once went to church with said this one time. He said, give roses while they're still alive. Don't wait till they're dead to try to put roses on their tombs or roses on their caskets. Give it to them now. Let them know how you feel right now. And that brings me to my sermon this morning. I told some of them here the other night, and I'll get into it here in just a little bit. But if you would, let's turn to the Songs of Songs or the Songs of Solomon. The second chapter, verse 1, when you get there, please stand. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. That's all I want to talk about this. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your mercy and grace. I thank you for the sermon that you've laid out before me this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, as hearts are receptive to it this morning, Lord, I pray, Father, that your mercy and that your grace, Lord, will be upon everything here done this morning, Lord. I want to praise you. I want to give you the glory for it all. And we'll say thank you in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. The valley that they're talking about here lies between the Mediterranean Sea and Mount Carmel. And as this writer looked out upon, now, I want you to understand something. These weren't roses. These were lilies. These were just maybe some different kind of, they said the Rose of Sharon, but it was, when you go back and look at it, they didn't have roses in Israel's time. But it was a different type of flower, but this is what they compared it to. The writer looked out upon it. She, this is the lady, was saying her love for him was stronger than all others. He is everything you need. Can I tell you something this morning? Jesus Christ is everything that you need this morning. I'm just here to tell you, he's everything that you need. You know what? You can't find anything good that was ever created and not find God in it. Can I have an amen to that? You look at your children, you look around this church here this morning, I'm here to tell you this morning, there's nothing that God has created that you cannot find good in it. You can't find it. Because the Bible says all things were made by him and for him. So I kept thinking about that rose of Sharon. And as I told them Wednesday night, as I got to studying about roses, and I got to digging into it, and checking out the rose family, I discovered that the strawberry belonged to the rose family. I found that out. I seen that. And I don't want to get into all the technical things of how this come about, but that's how I was reading about it. And it's really amazing how they come to this evaluation of it. You all know that a strawberry, number one, as I get into this, starts out as a plant, right? I call them starts. That's what I called them. That's what I called them. Seedlings, maybe some people call. But some folks like myself call them starts like that. And that they plant these starts should be planted in good ground for them to produce. Amen? Amen. They need to be. Then I thought upon the scriptures. I did, like I said, I wrote all stuff. I thought upon the scripture in Matthew 13:23. But he that received the seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Now I want to ask you a question tonight, and only you can answer this in here today. Do you remember the day or the night that Jesus Christ come into your heart? Why do I say that? Because everybody that is a Christian has had a start in their life somewhere. You've had a start. You've been saved. You started out that day. The moment you realized that your heart was the soil and that the word had penetrated it, and it began to grow, and it now has grown. Maybe some of you have been just for a few weeks or months, and maybe some of you, it has been growing in you for years. But just like the strawberry starts, to get it started, you had to have a start one day. Amen? Growing in the knowledge of God's word. But everybody who was born again believer somewhere, somehow, had to get a start. I know you get sick and tired of hearing mine. I'm glad that I started following Jesus over 48 years ago. Yeah, there have been times in my life that I have let him down. But I started following him 48 years ago. I'm glad I got on my knees and I cried out to God and I accepted Jesus into my heart. But just like as strawberry plants and they start out, you have got to have a start somewhere. And you need to know when that start took place. You need to know when the Word of God penetrated your heart and when you accepted Jesus into your heart. You have to know when that started, when that was. But that's how I start how this morning. Also, something else about the strawberry plant that always grows close to the ground. Did you know that? To me, that represents the Word. I'll tell you, when you're talking about a strawberry plant, it always grows close to the ground. And the good soil, the closer the Word. Listen, folks, the closer you stay to His Word, the more you can produce. Just like with the strawberry plant, the better the soil, the more that you dig into it, the more that you do, the more that it will produce. And praise God this morning. Listen, but he that received the seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Everyone that is a born-again believer this morning will produce fruit. You may not produce 100-fold, but there'll be some fruit that'll be produced in your life. Everyone. We don't all produce the same fruit, but you will produce some amount of fruit. And brother, sister, the better the soil, the more you pray, the more you read His Word, the more you do for Him, the building of the kingdom, the more fruit you will produce. And if you are not producing fruit, you better check and make sure that you're in the right soil this morning. Because there's something wrong. Can I have an amen? Colossians 1, 9 and 10. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Brothers and sisters, the closer you get to God, the better the soil is. I'm here to tell you, the more fruit that you will produce. Also, did you know there's over 600 varieties of strawberries? If you go out to pick one of these varieties, you look at the label and you pick which one you like best. That there are so many different, now listen to me, there are so many different denominations and churches out here today. There are so many of them. You can pick the variety that is best for you. Just like strawberries, all the varieties won't grow around here. Do you understand? They won't grow around here. And I understand that. And I want you to understand this here this morning. Some varieties grow better in cooler climates. I know, Rodney may know this, but you know there is a variety that is native to Alaska of strawberries? And they'll grow up there better than they will anyplace else. Some tropical climates have some strawberries that are better. As for me, just like with strawberries, I don't agree with every variety of church and denomination. I'm the preacher. I'm going to stand up here this morning. I'm going to tell you some things you may agree with and you may not. But it's either oh my or oh me or oh my. I don't agree with the Methodists who allow things contrary to the Bible to be placed in their churches. I don't agree with the theology of the Catholic Church that you can work for your salvation. I don't agree with the Church of Christ that baptism is the end all. I don't agree with the Pentecostals that say that you've got to show that you're saved again, you've got to be speaking in tongues. And I do not believe with the Southern Baptists that once you're saved, you're always saved. I don't believe it. I'm here to tell you this morning, just like variety, some things grow better in different places. That's why I preach you get saved and you stay saved. The world has a different label for us also. Folks, if you do not know that you've been labeled by the world as a Christian, you have been labeled a fanatic, you've been labeled an extremist, you've been labeled a bigot, and you've been labeled a holy roller. And can I stop right there and tell you, there are people who are in churches today that need to be rolled in holiness. Folks, sometimes as a big God gets in you, you're going to feel something once in a while. Can I have an amen? I'm telling you, if you just go to church and you just sit there on your glorious backside and you stay there and never nothing ever happens and stirs up in you, you need to get born again. Amen. And get a little bit of holiness rolled in you. Absolutely. Amen. Hebrews 12:4, follow peace with all man and holiness without which no man shall what? Shall see the Lord. Without it, you're not going to see the Lord. Let the world label us what they want. Let everybody think what they want. But I'm here to tell you, all that matters to me is that they label me a Christian that had been born again and bought by the blood. I don't have a denomination above my head. I don't want to even talk denominations with anybody. If I wanted to belong to a denomination, I would have been in a denomination somewhere. Also, do you know strawberries are a hardy plant? They can survive the winter. Some even native, like I said, to Alaska. We've all went through some hard times. Can I have an amen? Amen. I thought, we get a call at 2:30 in the morning this week, and they're telling us, Ben's laying there limp, lifeless, or Ben, you know, just laying there like this. We get up out of there, we're rushing over there to their house at 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And on the way over there, I'm here to tell you the Lord spoke to me, and this is what He said to me. He said, listen, I did not give you the spirit of fear. And I prayed to myself in that truck, and by the time we got over there, they had already put him in the ambulance and everything was okay, and they were taking him up to Parkersburg. I'm here to tell you, God did not give us the spirit of fear. We all go through hard times. We're going through the winters of our life sometimes. Maybe you don't go through dry times. Maybe you don't go through those valleys. Well, praise God and hallelujah for you, because I'll tell you, I have been through them. But I can tell you, that's when the rose of Sharon, that's when the lily of the valley has meant the most to this old boy right here. Amen. Because I know just as well as I'm standing here tonight, this morning, that I serve a God that is real. He saved me one day. I have failed Him, and I've had to go back to Him and praise His name this morning. I'll tell you, this morning, I am praising His name. Amen. Because He is good God. He is a good God. There's a song that Stephanie sings, and the anchor holds. And it says this in the song, and you've heard it, and I love the song. It was in the night through the storms of my life. Oh, that's where God did what? He proved His love to me. The storms in your life is not God punishing you. The storms in your life sometimes can be where God is proving that He does love you. When strawberry plants begin to grow, they usually will produce green leaves that grow in clusters of three. Now, there's going to be sometimes more than that, but they grow in clusters of three. As the preachers used to say, that'll preach. Why is that, preacher? Because I still believe God the Father, I still believe in God the Son, and I still believe in God the Holy Spirit. There's one God manifested. There's one God manifested as three. And I want to praise Him this morning. That'll hunt. That dog will hunt this morning. Praise His name. Listen to me, brothers. When Jesus walked into the water and John said, I need to be baptized of you. When Jesus come up out of the water, there was the Father talking. There was the Son. And it said the Holy Spirit come down upon Him in the form of a dove. Praise God this morning. I believe in the Trinity. I'll stand upon that this morning. When Jesus come out, He's praising His name this morning. But every now and then, in those special occasions, in dry weather, did you know that the leaves on the strawberry plant can come out in fives? Did you know that? And I got to thinking, Lord, You're trying to show me something with this. I got the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He said, every now and then, when I've walked through those dry valleys, which I go through, or when turmoil or tribulations come upon me, I'm glad not only for the Father, I'm glad not only for the Son, I'm glad also for the Holy Spirit, but I'm glad also for His grace this morning. Amen. Hebrews 4:16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us when in times of need. There have been many a times that I've had need in my life. It didn't do me no good to run to Tank. It didn't do me no good to run to my boss at work. It doesn't do me no good to run to Jamie or Greg. It doesn't do me no good to run to anybody in this church. It's that I can go to Him in times of need, and I can find grace in time of need for Him. Praise His name this morning. And I'll tell you something else too. Strawberries need plenty of water and they need plenty of sunlight. I thank God for the spirit of the water, and I also thankful for watching in the sunlight of God's love. Amen? I thank God for His love this morning. A love that passes all understanding. There are people that would listen to this sermon this morning, and they hear me talk about God's love, and Greg, they cannot and will not be able to comprehend God's love unless they experience God's love in their life. It's a love that goes beyond, when it says all understanding, it is a love that says, I don't need for you to love me, for me to love you back. That's the kind of love God has. Because I was unlovable one time. I don't know if you're sitting in here this morning and you may be thinking that you were unlovable or that you're unlovable right now. I'm here to tell you that is the devil lying to you, because God says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, it doesn't mean for the best or the cream of the crop. As Alan Stewart used to say, not the muckety mucks of this world. That's not what it's talking about. He come for those, He said, because He said, listen, those that are not sick don't need a physician. He said He come for those that are sick because they need the physician. They need Him. God will bless. I'm so glad for that. And God will bless you with His love. Amen. 1 Peter 4:8, and above all things, have fervent charity, or have love among yourselves. For charity, for love, shall cover what? The multitude of sins. His love covers a multitude of sins. Praise His name. 1 John 4:7-8, beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen. If you don't have love in your heart for people, you don't know God, because God is love. Praise His name this morning. The love that only the redeemed can understand. As a strawberry plant continues to grow, the first thing that happens is the blossom appears. And that blossom is white with a yellow speck in the middle of it. Am I right? That's what a strawberry plant looks like. Do you know that white on the outside of that is pure white on the outside of that strawberry? It's not off-white, it's not any other color, but it's pure white. And if I studied on that, listen to me, the Spirit showed me there is nothing as pure as salvation in a person's life. has been said here this morning. When you're born again, your sins are cast as far as the east is from the west. That's what it says salvation does to you. Praise His name here this morning. I tell you, when I got saved, I knew that I was saved. There was nothing any more pure, nothing any more that I could do than what that salvation to come into my life. Praise His name. That's, I thought about that. There's white around that. The Spirit showed me in Isaiah 1:18. You know this. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And once that blossom matures, a berry will start to grow on from that flower. And as long as that berry stays connected to that vine, it'll grow bigger and it'll grow stronger and it'll keep on growing as long as it stays connected to that vine. I'm here this morning to tell you, stay connected to the vine and you will grow and you will become stronger and you will become bigger and more powerful in the Lord. You may be sitting here this morning thinking, man, alive, what about my prayers? And why can't I not feel the Spirit? Why can't I not do? Listen to me. Get connected to the vine and stay connected to the vine. John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do what? You can do nothing. You know something else about this? That little yellow spot in the middle of that blossom? What it's there for? Greg can tell you this attracts bees. So they can be pollinated. Brothers and sisters, our lives should be lived so that people want to have what we got. Christians begat Christians. The blood of Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we are the ones to go out into this world. We are the ones to go out into this world and show the lost and a dying world that what's needed. Listen, Christian folks should want what we got. Folks should want what we got. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. John 12:32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. I said this in that revival service we had up at Faith Gospel. We don't need flashing lights. We don't need smoke screens. We don't need any of that stuff. What we need to do is to lift Jesus Christ up. And if Jesus Christ is lifted up in the right way, He will draw people unto Him. Also, there's a lot of animals that really like strawberries. And they'll attack and come after your fruit. You know, the turtles, the deers, the rabbits, the raccoons. I can go on and on. There's lots of enemies that go after strawberries. Christians, we have lots of enemies that come against us to make us less fruitful. Can I have an amen? 1 Peter 5:8. This is the biggest one. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But there are other enemies that can still come after our fruitfulness. And besides that, there's fear. Romans says this, for we have not received the spirit of bondage, like I told you the other night. I mean, it just gripped me as I was in that truck trying to drive over there. It gripped me like I'm thinking to myself, what is this? And then I realized, this isn't of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. Thereby we cry, Abba, Father. Another enemy is unbelief. Another one is feeling unworthy. Not walking in love is another enemy. Unforgiveness. Hardness of heart. These are all the enemies that come against us and try to take our fruitfulness away from us. Another enemy is the bird. Did you know that? And I wrote this down because when I got to reading about this stuff, birds really love strawberries. You know, I read a good way to keep birds out of your strawberries. You take little rocks that look like strawberries and paint them red like strawberries and lay them around your strawberries. And a bird comes up and they think, well, I'm not going to stay here with this. And I couldn't believe it. I read that and I said, really? They said that's how you do it, to keep birds out of your strawberries. Brothers and sisters, Can I tell you? And I said, praise the Lord, I thought about that. Listen, it will fool the birds, and they think that nothing that they can do here is what it said, and I wrote down Matthew 13, 9. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches that away which was sown in his heart. Birds are compared to the wicked one. These stones are painted red, like I said. Brothers, sisters, give me that rock. Give me the blood of Jesus Christ. And brother, I can keep the birds out of my life. Amen? Amen. Praise his name this morning. I can do that this morning. I have a source. This is an old song, and I love this. Some of you probably have heard it. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. Amen. How many times have I had to claim the blood of Jesus Christ whenever the enemy is coming against me? How many times have I had to do that? Praise his name this morning. I claim the blood this morning. I claim it. In Psalm 61:2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Praise his name this morning. When I am down, when I am distressed, I don't know what's going on in your life. We're going to have a song here. Belinda, come get something ready if you don't care. But I'm here to tell you, praise his name, when I got saved and I started out serving him, I'm here to tell you this morning, there have been times in my life I've had to go back to that rock that is bigger than me, that is stronger than me. And praise his name. You know what? I don't know. Maybe this is a good analogy or not, but covered with the bloodstain of Jesus Christ. And the enemy comes and tries to peck around. They ain't going to do no good here. Not today. Praise his name. I'm here to tell you this morning. I hope you, sometimes when God shows me this stuff, I say, Lord, how's this going to fly? I don't know. But you know what? You use it. You use it for your glory. Strawberry is part of the rose family. Brothers and sisters, if you're a Christian here this morning, you're part of God's family. Amen? You're part of it. You should produce fruit. Only you know that this morning, if you're producing the fruit that needs to be done. This altar's open here this morning. It's Mother's Day, I know. I know it's almost 10 minutes after 12, but praise God. I think if this altar's open, it should be used if you have an opportunity, if you want to use it this morning. We're no hurry if you're coming to this altar.